Elizabeth Elliot studied Greek in college with the goal of working as a Bible translator. Shortly after arriving in Ecuador, she married fellow missionary Jim Elliot, who was later killed while trying to reach out to the fierce Alca Indians, also known as the Wadani. Soon after the tragic incident, Elizabeth took her 3-year-old daughter Valerie, and they lived among the same Indian tribe that had killed her husband. Here on Gateway to Joy, Elizabeth shares with us the insights from her remarkable journey. Here's Elizabeth Elliot.
The eternal God is your refuge, and underneath are the everlasting arms. This is your friend, Elizabeth Elliot, talking with you today about passion and purity. Do those two things go together? Well, not in a secular mind, they certainly don't. I heard one young man say, "Well, I've tried this purity thing, now tell me about the passion part." Well, what I always want to ask is, are you men not interested in passion? Are you not interested in purity? Maybe you don't have any passions. The truth is, God has created all of us, men and women, with passion. And if we're honest with ourselves when we are a young person, that passion is a keg of dynamite. Who of us can be so foolish as to imagine that we can handle the whole thing by ourselves? I know that 1,000 years or so ago, when I was a college student, I fell in love. And I was aware that my passion was like a tornado. There was absolutely no way that I could be sure that I could control it. So you know what I did? I didn't try to control it all by myself. I gave it to God. There's a high school teacher named Charles Zaffini. He teaches, I believe, in a Christian school, and every year he requires his students to read the book that I wrote called Passion and Purity. This program is not meant to be primarily a commercial for Passion and Purity. It's to open the eyes of some of my listeners who would not imagine that a high school boy would buy what I said in that book. But here is an A paper written by a high school boy. "Sitting here at my desk," he says, "my heart and mind struggle. My mind struggles to discover a way to express my opinions and thoughts while explaining the themes of passion and purity. The struggle of my heart is much more profound. It concerns the great challenges presented to young Christian men and women through this book. This book applies not only to sex and dating, but the everyday walk of real Christianity. As my class began the book Passion and Purity, I was determined to read and ponder the pages with an open heart and mind. Many horror stories concerning the book had been told to me, but I wanted to read the book without any preconceived pessimistic ideas. I soon discovered Mrs. Elliot presents straight biblical truths to many difficult questions teenagers such as myself must face every day. My heart struggled, not in accepting these truths, but in acting upon them. As Alexander Solzhenitsyn said, the truth is seldom pleasant and almost invariably bitter. Sound biblical doctrines I knew quite well, but this book brought me to a point of action. Simple doctrine, such as the complete lordship of Jesus Christ, was presented in a new and real way. If God the Father is truly my Lord, I must recognize him as master of every area. C.S. Lewis said of our bodies, we are not landlords, but tenants. Christ must be given full reign of every area of our lives, even our desires and affections. All things must be viewed as material for sacrifice. God desires full control of the body that he has created in his own image. Every desire, whether lawful or unlawful, must be given over to him." Elizabeth Elliot gives the example in the Bible of Abraham offering Isaac, and her own personal example of sacrificing her affection for Jim for the way of the cross. What is the way of the cross? The way of the cross includes three main things. One must give up self, take up the cross, and follow. Many times, this is the path less traveled because of the high price one has to pay. I have chosen this narrow path, so I was determined to follow the three main aspects of it pointed out by Mrs. Eliot. Giving up self means putting to death all my own desires for that which is holy. I must put full confidence and trust that God will do what is best. By taking up the cross, I sacrifice for the sake of Christ. All the desires of myself are nailed to the cross. And that which is truly of God will be reborn, just as Jesus Christ was resurrected by the Father. St. Francis prayed, "It is in dying that we are born to eternal life." The third aspect to the way of the cross is follow. No matter what the cost, I must be willing to follow the example of Jesus Christ and the guidance of the Holy Spirit. I must walk the path of righteousness and desire to be holy. One will never have true joy and peace until God's commands are made first priority. And I'm going to interrupt right here and say that if anybody has just tuned in, I am reading a letter from a high school student, and a boy at that. He says, "I believe and think, from reading Passion and Purity, Elizabeth Elliot would concur, this includes my dating life, too. I will never have the full sense of joy from dating, marriage, and sex until I understand their true purposes as established by God. My generation has completely misunderstood the real meaning behind sex. Therefore, it has been perverted, and the true sanctity and holiness of it is lost. We have not only lost the true significance of sex, but physical contact and intimacy altogether. The devil has led us to believe our body is our own, and we can do with it anything we please. Even to most Christians, anything short of sex is not a sin. Mrs. Eliot strongly proves this doctrine is completely unbiblical. She showed me through her book, by strong biblical arguments and personal testimony, how this line is drawn far too liberally. The scriptures clearly show that intimacy before marriage is prohibited." And he gives scripture references there, Matthew 5, 27 to 30, Job 31, 1, and 1 Timothy 5, 2. I must admit that through reading Passion and Purity, the question of where I draw the line has become a much more important one. I now understand that physical intimacy is enhanced, intensified, and has greater fulfillment when rigorous restraint is practiced. This revelation has become much more real because Mrs. Eliot is able to use her own personal experience as evidence of these truths. I now have a responsibility to act upon the truth that has been presented, because to him who knows to do good and does not do it, to him it is sin. And to whom much is given, much is required. I feel this is why many people told me those horror stories concerning the book. They knew deep down in their heart what Mrs. Eliot has written is true, but they were unwilling to accept it. If one accepts the truth, he should act upon it. And this is the task that now lies before me. This book has given me a greater understanding of real Christianity and true charity. Real Christianity is an everyday walk of self-sacrifice, and love is the power that motivates it. My dating life must reflect these characteristics. I must insist on God's best for myself and the other that I have feelings for. If this feeling is love, I will allow Providence to have total control of the situation. Charity looks to God first at all times. Everything I do must be governed by charity. I am very thankful for all the truth that has been revealed to me through this book. Passion and Purity has really challenged me to take a close examination of my own life, especially the dating aspect. I pray that I will hold on to the many things I have learned through this book and apply them to my own life. I now know how passion and purity relate to one another and the role that each one plays in the life of a Christian teenager. Sad to say, the statistics are overwhelmingly against me. But if Jim and Elizabeth can be passionately in love and remain pure before God, I can too. Thank you, John. High school boy wrote that paper as an assignment for his class in a Christian school, a class taught by Mr. Charles Zaffini. And if there is a high school student listening to me now who feels that he or she has already blown it, you've given away your virginity, I have good news for you. The Bible says, the blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, cleanses us from all sin. If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. I implore you in the name of Jesus Christ, don't take the attitude, I've blown it now, I might as well just keep right on sleeping around, giving myself away. Sex is fun. It's not half as much fun as I thought it was going to be. I know I've messed up my life. Don't take that attitude. You can start over. If you're in a relationship right now that you know is wrong, I would suggest that you talk with that girl or that young man and say, look, we've done it wrong. Please forgive me. I want to go back to God's way. It's going to be hands off and clothes on. Probably it would be a good idea just to sever that relationship and to start over with God. He will help you. The Lord God will help me, says the Bible. Therefore shall I not be confounded. Therefore have I set my face like a flint, and I know that I shall not be ashamed.
As Elizabeth has said, anything if offered to God can and will become your gateway to joy. Elizabeth Elliott has been sharing timeless truth with ladies for many years, drawing insight from her Bible study and her experiences as a wife, mother, and missionary. Join us next time for more encouragement and challenge from Elizabeth Elliott. This has been a production of the Bible Broadcasting Network, Charlotte, North Carolina.